This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is in Brussels for one final day today for the U.S.-European Union summit. Later today, he leaves for Geneva and tomorrow's one-on-one with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Here's our Julie Walker.
Today, Biden meets with the presidents of both the European Council and Commission. He's seeking widespread support for his efforts to counter Russia prior to that meeting. But the U.S.-EU relationship has issues, like former President Trump's import taxes on foreign steel and aluminum, which remain in place, something Biden told reporters Sunday at the G7 he needs time to work on.
120 days. Give me a break. Need time.
I'm Julie Walker.
They're calling it the grand reopening. California, the first state to lock down against the coronavirus, is lifting most of its COVID-19 restrictions beginning today. Governor Gavin Newsom is saluting residents.
We have now administered over 72% of Californians 18 and older have received at least one dose of vaccine.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia is apologizing for comparing mask mandates to the horrors of the Holocaust. She says she visited the Holocaust Museum in Washington and is truly sorry for offending people, she says. An Associated Press investigation finds that some military firearms intended for war are turning up on America's streets, lost or stolen. Here's AP correspondent James LaPorta with what we've learned.
It is a cardinal sin to lose a weapon. If one vanishes, an entire base can be shut down while there's a hunt for the gun. Investigative records obtained by the AP show troops sleeping on the job, unsecured buildings, inventories not completed, and missing or destroyed records. In some cases, the armory custodian is part of a conspiracy to steal guns.
The National Weather Service is warning of dangerously hot temperatures in the West. This is AP News. Southern Baptists are meeting. Here's our Walter Ratliff.
Southern Baptists meet amid controversy over leaked letters. Controversies over the handling of sex abuse cases and critical race theory are likely to dominate the Southern Baptist annual meeting this week. It comes amid an uproar over leaked letters from former top public policy official Russell Moore. He claims other leaders tried to slow walk efforts to address sexual abuse and intimidate those who pushed for change. He also says he was the victim of constant threats from white nationalists for his racial reconciliation work. The Southern Baptist Convention is the nation's largest Protestant denomination. It has been a powerful force in conservative politics for a generation. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Starting today, face masks will be optional for vaccinated visitors to Walt Disney World in Florida. They won't require proof of vaccination. If you're not vaccinated, you still need to wear a face mask in cases, says Walt Disney World. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.